Chicas Políticas is recording on a historical day. It is Wednesday, November 6th, 2025. And I think
2024.
Oh my gosh. I'm already thinking about Project 2025. And I think we're all going to look back on this, on yesterday and today, Rita, of where were we? Where did we get the news that we are facing the reality of a Donald Trump having one of the greatest comebacks, political comebacks that many of us are in disbelief. We are in disbelief. We are heartbroken. Yeah. We are scared. The emotions are running high. Many people were not able to sleep, including myself. And there's a lot to sit with today, Rita, on the reality of where we are at as a country and where we are headed.
Yep. Are you shocked about this?
I'm not shocked for two reasons. I felt from the beginning that our country is just not ready for a woman of color president. And I think that might be from my own lived experience as a woman of color. I was getting a lot of flashbacks from Hillary Clinton when she ran as a white woman. All the celebrity endorsements, the who's who list of trying to cater and push. And I'm not shocked, Rita, because I think for those of you that are listening to us for the first time, we are two political women.
Welcome.
Bienvenidos. Centered in San Luis Obispo County, which our county, I feel, is, although we are in California, our county is a prime example of what most middle America probably feels like, in the sense that there's a lot of racism here in SLO County. There's a lot of gatekeeping, a lot of, you know, looking at us differently.
Homophobia, xenophobia.
And so I think that my inner self knew that it was too good to be true. Now, I kept an optimistic face.
And
was very optimistic. But, you know, I think something can be said loudly and accepted. We have to accept the truth, Rita, of where we are at. We just don't have to accept the behavior.
No, I think we have to accept it all. We have to swallow the pill that we just got from the popular vote. This is not the Electoral College, like gerrymandering.
American people have spoken.
The majority.
Loudly.
A majority of Americans have said anything that was coming from the Democratic Party, that message, is just not what, it just doesn't resonate with me, right? And we've talked about this in the podcast before. Like, we have to talk about, how many times have we said this? We have to talk about the economy. We have to talk about the lack of access to healthcare. We have to talk about wealth disparities. We have to talk about corporations. We have to talk about the lack of investment on education or teachers. Like, if you're a teacher in rural America, you don't have resources, you're underpaid, undervalued, overwhelmed, overworked. You have to have three jobs. Why the fuck would you vote for four more years of that? You would want to burn it to the ground or believe the lies. Everything better than your own reality. And that's the vote. It has been mostly white men, mostly white women, Latino men as well. All of them across all of these demographics, non-college educated. And is there any surprise that for 200 years we have been underinvesting in education, overinvesting in the defense budget, in weapons, in violence that have brought us to this point? No, this is literally the Republican Party seeing the return of investment. And the cards are on the table. Like, it's our job to read it.
Yeah, and I think a lot of people, Rita, are asking what happens next. What is the plan? What happens to our queer community members, our undocumented gente? And I will say this, not in a self-serving way, because that's not why we do the work, but I will speak for Rita and myself. We have been doing the work this whole entire time.
Yeah.
Prior to Trump, during Trump, and after Trump. And we continue to do the work.
Yeah.
Right? We continue to do the work. I would encourage everyone to feel out where you are at and your emotions, and you are validated. They're all real.
Yeah.
And also recognize that, well, to some people, they may be shocked, Aletha. Mm-hmm. Some of us know the reality that we live in.
Yeah, I mean, just think about it. This country was founded on genocide of indigenous people. It moved quickly into slavery. We've had Chinese workers building or railroads for, like, in slavery situations.
Concentration camps.
We have citizens. Had, yeah, farm workers being replacing slavery models here in California, here in on the coast. We have had, like, if someone is shocked, they're just not reading the history of the United States, right? Someone said it really well, that the 8 years that we had Obama, which, by the way, Obama did not help us on, like, deportations or really anything. But the idea of progress that we had because we had a black president was the exception, actually. This is America. This is the country. This is the people have spoken. This is what feels more like home to most Americans.
And I think we have to accept that. I know for the people that are just, like, in disbelief, we have to accept the reality of the measurement of where we are at in our quote-unquote progress.
Yeah.
And I think even having a black president, and I think many people were hopeful that we could have a woman president for the first time, a biracial woman for the first time, a woman who also identifies as a black woman.
Yeah.
I think all of these things could have been monumental for our country. But I also feel that we are also seeing the backlash and rejection, blunt rejection on what these Republicans call a woke agenda.
Yeah, 100%. But it's not, and this is what I want people to keep in mind. This is mostly non-college educated voters that have made the decision for the rest of the country. This is not someone that has intellectualized CRT, DEI, trans rights, civil rights, that is not looking at the overall spectrum of our history, how the systemic equities that we have go back to corporations. No, these are people that have three jobs again, that are watching TV because they're so tired after work, and all they're getting are ads against transgender people, against pronouns, against radical Democrats. We cannot really put it in a way on people, but this is a result of underinvestment in those people, underinvestment in ourselves as a community.
But also too, in that same breath, Rita, is recognizing that the last 8 years we have been polarized, and we need to talk to each other. We need to talk to each other, and I think there's been isolation coming of, I don't want to have hard conversations, I don't want to call things out. I don't want to put myself in a position where I may say the wrong thing. I think we need to have these hard conversations, because at the end of the day, Rita, is that, mind you, this man who is now going to be our president already had 4 years. We already had 4 years, right? Mm-hmm. This was a big criticism that he was saying about the immigration issue. Well, did he fix it during the 4 years that he was in office? For goodness sakes, the wall he created was falling apart.
Yeah.
And how was life back then? I know a lot of us, not us, but a lot of folks that you're talking about, say Trump economics, right? The stimulus checks, the food that was given with letters and his signature that he
had done this. Non-college educated.
Yeah. And the reality at the end of the day, Rita, is that to me, I'm concerned. I definitely want to believe that, and we will rise. to the infusion. We will be responsive, and hopefully people wake up, and maybe we need this dark moment in our history to not take democracy for granted, not take our vote for granted, and recognizing that regardless of your beliefs, there are greater things that we need to be focusing on, like healthcare access, housing for folks, the reality that...
But we won't be able to for the next 4 years. That's the reality of it. So we cannot expect that. We cannot. We don't have the Senate. We don't have the presidency. I don't think we have the House.
You don't think we're going to get the House?
I don't think. I don't know. I don't know.
I hope.
But it won't make a difference. It won't make a difference.
And I will. I think it's important too.
But we won't. So we won't be able to do all the things that we could have done it. That's when we had. That's why we had Biden. That's why we had what the House. We had the Senate. Didn't we win all of that? And what did we get? Just a president that could have taken advantage of 4 years of maybe not entire power. But that could have done way more for the people. Could have read the writing on the wall.
What do they say? I think the jig is up, right?
The jig was up after that first debate.
And I think there's a few things that we need to highlight and we need to work on is the reality that constantly we're hearing, well, I'm not excited about the two candidates. I'm not sold on the candidates. You know, it's picking the lesser of the two evils. And I think it's time that that if you want to run for office, especially these high ranked, whether it's, you know, supervisor, state, Congress, Senate, president, holding accountability is huge. Like, stop lying to us. And I think that was part of the frustration with people voting for Donald Trump.
Yeah.
Hoping that the lie is better over here and that they're going to get something, even if it's at the expense of racism.
At the expense of anything, at the expense of their own safety. Because when you have candidates that are not telling you anything, that are not providing any solution, nothing, and they're just like in the middle, not saying really anything because they're protecting their ass from their lobbies and their donors, and they're not telling you the truth why they're voting the way that they're voting, up and down the ballot. When you get those type of candidates on the Democratic Party that only have like these four same messages, right? Well, Israel has the right to defend itself over and over and over and over. And then you have someone else that just tells you something different. Guess what? Chances are that I'm going to connect with something different rather than the same five different things, right? Mm-hmm. Like I was talking to someone today and it's like, a couple of months ago, I was on Instagram and I went into this rabbit hole and I found at least 10 different Instagram accounts that had different messaging for pretty much the same outcome. So there were Instagram accounts of young people and also 40-year-olds, so from 20 to 50-year-old, either podcaster, content creators that were talking about either Christianity or homeschooling or anti-vaxxers, or it's just like 20 different messages that would most likely connect with people, but they were all supporting Trump. And what do we have? We have the exact same message. And sure, because we, in our mind, we have morals that we follow and we keep saying the same things because the same things are true, but that doesn't get to people. That is obviously not moving people.
Not only does it not move people, it doesn't get to people. Clearly, that's not what people want.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, that's the hard pill that has to be swallowed today. You know, the hope was this was supposed to be a tight race. It was not.
It was not a tight race.
And the
results are not final. But the math...
But the math is not math.
The math.
We need a miracle. We need a miracle at this point that is probably not going to happen, Rita. And
where the hell is Kamala?
I think she's in her feelings. She did not. There was.
You ran for president of this country. You have to accept the fact that you most likely will...
She did not address...
I know.
folks last night.
Which is shameful.
It was someone from her campaign.
Shameful.
According to her camp, she does not want to issue out a statement because votes are still being counted.
That's a statement.
And they want to give everyone the opportunity for their vote to be counted.
That you can come out and say that. You can show your face and say that. You have gotten so much money.
I think she's heartbroken.
Suck it up, Buttercup.
But you know what, Rita? To add a humanistic component to it, you know, it's really interesting. If you follow Kamala's career, public opinion consensus is she's not well-liked. She's not well-liked by people in San Francisco. She's not well-liked by a lot of activists. She's not liked by even conservatives,
clearly. Then why did she run for president?
Well, but this is the thing. I think it goes back to being a strong woman of color. This country does not like strong, independent-minded women. And the caveat is a woman of color. And I felt that. I feel that.
How is this shocking?
It's not shocking, Rita. But this is the reality where we're at, where I feel like she is in her feelings. And you're absolutely right that if this is someone who is applying for this job that requires a level of performance, she missed the mark and it's disappointing. And hopefully we'll hear more of her. But once again, Rita, I really do feel that the Democratic machine made a big mistake. And I think as a Dem, I am tired of this games that are being played. I think it was a mistake to have Biden run for another term.
Yep.
Whoever was in that room making those decisions, someone in there, and I don't know if they did, but clearly it wasn't loud enough. Biden from the beginning was not the right choice. We were set up from the beginning, Rita. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And this needs to stop.
Yeah.
This needs to stop. I think there are Republicans that are not happy with their party, and there's Dems who are not happy with our party either. Mm-hmm. And so there needs to be a transformation of the reality that what the antics and outreach is not reaching. It's not working.
Is not reaching.
So yeah. So there are really big truths that have to be accepted.
But once again, right? Like I feel like we're being slapped for the third time with the same truths, right? Once again, the Democratic Party fucks it up, right?
Yeah,
once
agreed.
Again.
Agreed.
And, yes, and yes, 2020 was just different, right? We had suffered through a Trump administration, which we will again. Mm-hmm. Right, where we saw him saying the most idiotic stuff, and that was like top of mind. Mm-hmm. We could have had his entire 4 years of his administration as ads. We didn't, right? We didn't use the words that we could have used over and over again the way that they did. And we, like you said, we got into this way too late with a candidate that I think could have had a shot, but like Malcolm X said, the most disrespected person in America is the black woman.
That was confirmed. That was literally confirmed by this. And I think in a humanistic way to humanize Kamala, I can't imagine the level of responsibility she's feeling to feel like the burden of you having the responsibility for her. And it's not her responsibility, right? Because we look at black women who are doctors. We look at black women that are teachers, black women that are gas attendants, black women who are running their businesses. Mm-hmm. The disrespect isn't just for a candidate that's running.
No, yeah, it's across the board.
The disrespect is across the board, regardless of where we're at. And I think the Dems were hopeful that we could break that glass ceiling and to have a woman president, to have a woman that is biracial. And I think it was a mistake, Rita, to be quite honest with you. And
as a nominee.
Yes, it was a big mistake. I think it was a mistake for there not to be a primary on who the Dems wanted. And I think there needs to be a level of maturity that I think ultimately what is spoken loudly is the Dems are out of touch.
Well, yes. And also, I feel like if there had been someone else running instead of Kamala, I think unless their message had been different.
The message needed to be a white man.
Yeah, but if the message had been different, I think there would have been a chance, right? But it wasn't just Kamala as a black woman. it was Kamala defending Biden's record, right? Mm-hmm. And for some good reasons, there are, of course, huge investments. We can't, like, this is going to go to shit. There were really good things happening these 4 years, mm-hmm. but there were also things where they just couldn't make a case for. For how long did we hear that the economy was doing good when it wasn't reflected in the prices at our grocery store, when it's not reflected on how many jobs people have to have to make ends meet, right? Mm-hmm. And that was the thing that she couldn't, and maybe other candidates wouldn't have been able to defend if they were with the same message. People needed to see a difference. And this is what keeps happening. This is what why Bernie Sanders got so much support back then, because he had a different message. It's that simple. They had a different message, and you speak shit about the current administration because we're never doing enough for people. And then if you get elected, you actually have to do something different. And that's, I'm with you 100%. We have to be more bold. We have to be more loud, and we have to listen to the needs of the people. And that just was not prioritized. It was prioritized what the agenda was, rather than speaking as a human. It was political speak once more. And there wasn't really a promise of something different. It was a promise of more of the same.
Yeah, and I think people, like you said, I think it's self-preservation.
Yeah.
Of knowing that you rather face racism at your school sites than not being able to feed your kids.
Yeah.
You know, and it's, and I think that this is a very historical moment in our, in the United States. And I'm optimistic that there will be positives with a high expense. But we have to face the music.
Yeah. And that's really where I've honestly felt so validated.
In the last results?
Yes. Like you said, when I go into a room and I see white men, I am subconsciously looking for cues of friendliness, mm-hmm. right? They compliment a t-shirt that I have with a message or a sticker, or if they say hi, or like that heightened awareness mm-hmm. of the rooms that I walk in, this validates that, right? Because now I know, oh, it wasn't just me. It wasn't like this imposter syndrome or this like insecurity. No, like the country feel certain way. And that is also present here, right? Like, let's talk about North County here in our county, right? We have had really good results last night so far across the county, especially South County and SLO. But North County, there's so much more work to do there, right? And you tell me, Yesenia, because you just came down from North County. Mm-hmm. I'm sure there's going to be a party if there wasn't one already, right? Mm-hmm. Like the Confederate flags are going to be coming out. The yellows don't tread on me flags are probably mm-hmm. coming out. There's going to be this emboldened hate flares, right? Mm-hmm. We're going to see students being bullied again, people being yelled on the street again, like my friends, like myself, like I've experienced it.
There's so much
work to do.
Yeah, and obviously we have to meet people and be loud. You know, we're so polite, and I think there's a way of getting fucking a polite message across. I'm not saying you have to be, you know, vile. I'm saying that speak up.
Tell the truth.
You're overhearing something. When you're at the football game and you see something, when you are at church and something's not right, when you are seeing a Latina mother struggling, and especially for our Latinos, this needs to be a topic for another day, but I just can't comprehend our Latinos, y'all, come on.
But what it's again, we have the epitome of patriarchy running, right? This tough guy that doesn't care about the law, doesn't care about anything, really, that's more likely for a Latino to connect than a black South Asian woman who has gone to college and became a lawyer and a DA.
That is qualified.
That is qualified. that it, who like and let's just put those two guys, yeah. those two people and, in a room with is, a Latino, right?
And this is the reality of
who does well, the Latino let's get a beer
this,
with?
But let's break this down though, Rita. Sure. Because this is the severity of it. Would you rather get surgery by someone who graduated medical school, who actually did the work, did the practice, did all of that is certified mm-hmm. and current with all the certifications? Or would you rather have surgery from someone that does not have those qualifications, who just mm-hmm. is confident that they can, mm-hmm. you know, extract a tooth mm-hmm. or, you know, do an operation mm-hmm. on you? Like, this is yeah. really, like, the logic.
But elections are not you getting surgery, which should have. Elections is who do you want to get a beer with? Who do you want to get a beer with? The DA that keeps telling you that you're not woke enough, that you are not doing good enough, that the economy is really good right now, so stop complaining. Or the guy that doesn't stop joking about absolutely everything and lies and boasts about how he's winning. Who do you want to get a beer with? Yesenia, who do you want to get a beer with? Right?
I'm taking in what you're saying. But once again, for me, I would have, if this is a, yeah, I know you're using the analogy, I would definitely would have gotten a beer with Kamala, though. And I say that because I think I may have said this in the podcast in a previous episode, but it would really upset me when people were like, Kamala is not qualified to run for president. And I was like, are you kidding me?
Yeah.
She's not qualified. And I would correct people and I would tell them and I would actually tell them, please don't say that.
Yeah.
Do not say that. She is qualified. She's done the work.
But she's a she.
And not just a she though, right? Like this is the other, she's not yeah. just a she.
Yeah.
That she is a biracial woman of color.
Yeah. And how much harder do we have to try on anything that we do? Five times harder.
To be missing the mark.
To be respected half the amount of time, right? This is there's nothing shocking on this. I think I have accepted it. I don't think there is a path. If there is, then woof. I really hope that we don't turn back and forget the fact that so much of our country thinks that Donald Trump is our best option. Like that alone is the biggest red flag that we should be getting, right? And a lot of people say, what do we do next? What do we do now? Well, like you were saying, Yesenia, like if you are wondering what you should do now with this result, you weren't probably doing what you should have been doing 2 days ago, right?
Say that again.
The country is the exact same country. The needs are the exact same needs.
We've been living in this country.
Yeah. Nothing, quite literally, nothing has changed other than we have gotten a data dump that we didn't want to, that we didn't want to get. Yeah.
We literally had an intervention of this is where we're at.
So what do we do? To me, we keep making space for voices mm-hmm. that have been underrepresented. We keep pushing for more investment in the people that need it the most. Mm-hmm. Because until they feel it. Yeah. Because until they feel it, they won't really, and we have literally 2 months to maybe have some hope in the next 4 years. But once inauguration happens and they take over, it's completely out of our hands. And it's going to come down to community work, to mutual aid. To protecting our neighbors.
Community organizers, grassroots movements, which was what happened, right?
Yeah.
During 2020. So yeah. I encourage all of you to marinate in the feelings, check in with your friends of color, friends that may be DACA recipients.
100%. Check in with your trans friends, your LGBTQ mm-hmm. friends.
And check in with your elected officials at the end of the day. Check in. Ask them, are you part of the Democratic leadership? Yeah. Are you, what is the plan? What the hell happened here? Because the reality is, if you are a registered Dem, clearly we need to do better. And what has been done is not working.
And honestly, we just need new people. We just need a whole new Democratic leadership. Like, everyone that we currently have, we might as well toss it in trash.
Dang, Lita, dropping the bombs this morning.
I mean, local elections, wow. I think there's some hope, right? Because for the last 5 years, maybe there has been a bench, especially since 2017 with the Women's March movement, there has been a little bit of a bench being built. Mm-hmm. Not people of color enough,
yeah.
Not marginalized communities enough, mm-hmm. Very still very white, but Congress to trash. Congress to trash. And I know you might not like this, so I'm putting you in trouble. This is my personal opinion. Congress to the trash, Senate to the trash, term limits immediately, somehow. I hope if the Republicans can put in term limits, like, I would love to see that.
Oh, dang!
I would love to see
that. Work over here.
I might just start, like, planting seeds to Republicans' Facebook groups, because to have someone in the Senate legislating that has not been to a grocery store in the last 40 years, to have someone that's there for decades, does not serve absolutely anyone. It gets us here, right here where we are. No investment in childcare, no investment in healthcare, no investment in education, yeah. Overinvestment in the defense budget. And we have a budget that is going to be signed soon again, and potentially December, potentially before inauguration. And that budget is not going to benefit any of us. And it's going to be another reminder of why we are here today, the way that we're here.
Definitely, it's a lot to take in. We are here for our trans friends, for queer folk, for DACA, immigrant community, anyone who needs the support. Please do not feel you are alone. If you ever get to a space or feels that it's not safe, that someone is attacking you verbally, physically, please do not hesitate. There are people who do give a damn. Rita and I do care, and we're here to be supportive in any way that we can.
Yeah. Just protect your neighbors at this point. Find community. If you haven't done this before, knock on your neighbor's door, checking how they're doing. Yeah.
Now is the time. If you've been on cruise control saying, no, I don't want to get involved, I'm too scared, we got to put those emotions aside. Y'all.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Now is the time.
And like Yesenia mentioned, if you want to grieve this, if you're shocked, if you're sad, if you're tired, take your time, because we don't need that energy right now. The energy right now is like, let's roll up our sleeves. And so if you need some time to just get to that state of mind, take that time. Take that time, because self-care, like true self-care, true loving yourself, will have a reflection on you loving your neighbors, you loving your community, you doing something beyond what's comfortable to you that can actually move the needle, right?
And kindness moves the needle, Rita.
Yeah.
Kindness at
but
the end
true,
of the
true kindness, not, hi, how are you? And then you just walk away. No, like true kindness on those that need it the most.
Yeah.
Go find, I'm telling you, this is what I've been thinking. Go find a volunteer opportunity. Mm-hmm. Go volunteer at the shelter, at your community pantry. Find your local direct aid groups, your food systems, your people helping the unhoused. Connect to that. Connect to the bottom, because to those networks at the bottom, because the top has failed us.
And ladies and gentlemen, the people have spoken. Chicas Políticas has spoken. And remember, the work is far from over. It's a marathon, clearly.
Yeah.
And all we can do is set ourselves up for success for the next, after, if there is an election, after these 4 years. clearly, talk to the local Dem parties and on the local side, on the state side, on the national side. This is a big failure.
Yeah, and just I hope that we can really learn from it. We had it had to hit us on the face.
Well, it's unfortunately, Rita, we live in a reality where people are far more reactionary than intentional or proactive.
Yeah.
And, you know, the next 4 years, we're going to feel it.
Yeah.
In different ways. And maybe that's what people need.
Yeah.
I know for you and I, we've been saying this message for a long time. So it's nothing new that we're saying here. But, you know, this work is not about a few. It's not about I. It's about we. It's about together. And so, you know, history keeps writing itself.
Yeah.
We write the history. Hopefully it's we get done with that vicious cycle of history repeating itself.
Yeah. But let's do it. Let's, like, okay, we lost what we think was going to happen. We, like, the floor was swept from under our feet for, like, I think most people reacting to it. Okay, so what now? What do we build? What does it look like? Maybe we need to build something that is independent of our current system, because our current system freaking sucks.
A multi-party system. You know,
whether it's a community network, whether it's just you connecting to things that are, you know, grassroots, whether you being a volunteer somewhere, whether you giving your skill, like whatever it is, like this is a time to imagine it all and work for it, mm-hmm. and be ready to resist any legislation, executive orders that we're going to see targeting our Muslim neighbors. Or communities of color, or refugees, or queer community, or everything. So let's just start imagining what does a country look like that defends these communities, that centers their voices, that mm-hmm. protects them, that how are allies, where do allies fit there, right? How do we create a circle of protection? Mm-hmm. This is the time. Let's have these conversations. I think we have lost everything, so we might as well rebuild it again, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, chicas, chicos, we will report to you.
Yeah, and if you don't hear from us, we're building underground tunnels. and rebuilding. See ya. See ya.